This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Buffalo Bills running back James Cook. Jimbo has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Month for September. I'd say 401 yards rushing on 75 carries. He's also caught 12 balls for 89 yards, combining for 490 total yards for scrimmage. The numbers tell a story. There is the love for James Cook. Through the first 4 weeks, Kirk is currently second in the league in rushing yards, first in rushing touchdowns. Kind of a big deal. Yeah. Bills were talking. And looking forward to this weekend, Sunday night. There's a lot of hype going on with the whiteout game. Deion Dogs was talking about Steph Diggs.
This is year two without Diggs. So it's not like world is going to make it the return of Diggs again. No, Diggs is our brother. Diggs is our teammate. Diggs is one of us. And we're a part of his journey just as well as he's a part of ours. He's helped us win a lot of games. And he's been through the struggles, the 13th second game and like all that stuff. Like Diggs was here. We love Diggs. To the world. They look at it as entertainment of his, you know, personal life, but he's a guy and we love him as a football player and as a person.
Mm-hmm. Deion Dawkins love talking that. About Steph Diggs, talking about guys that
enemy,
used to play
boo
for
him,
the Bills.
Boo him.
I know. He's got the wrong.
Boo him. He messed with
on,
that.
He
was not nice to our QB when he left. Boo. Bye.
Josh Allen talked about Mac Hollins.
Very excited to see Mac Hollins. Yes. He made a very lasting impact in his one season here and, he's again another Buffalo kind of folklore legend. You know, we do miss him. He's awesome. Having some success over there in that offense too. So it'll be fun to see all the guys.
Looking forward to Sunday night around 7:30. We catch up with Sal Capaccio, find out what is in store for this Sunday night's game. Big fire on the West Coast. A fire broke out at an oil refinery just outside of Los Angeles, El Segundo, south of L.A. People being urged to stay indoors. It's a big complex. It is a ginormous oil refinery, creates gasoline for vehicles and airplanes, supplies a huge chunk of airplane fuel on the West Coast. Still an active fire. Road closures remain in place. No threat to public safety. All workers accounted for. No evacuations had been ordered, but the images, because this happened overnight, Jan, the flames shooting up in the sky and lighting up Southern California, not a good time. The place is so big, they've got their own fire department on hand. Like what you'd have for a town or a community, they have their own at this oil refinery in El Segundo, big Chevron plant up in flames overnight. Thursday night football, this one went to the end. It was shorthanded 49ers stopped the Rams on downs in overtime for a 26-23 victory. Tight game in overtime.
That was a big upset considering all the players of the Niners were out. So
yeah, they were shorthanded for sure.
Any given Sunday or Thursday or Monday.
Any given
whatever.
Thursday, that's what they say, right?
Whatever. I mean, I am nervous for this game. Whew.
We should be. Yeah. And they should stay the humble, hungry, work hard, grind, whatever it is you got to do, 6-7. I don't know. Make it work, guys. Make it work. Taylor Swift, the official release of A Showgirl in theaters. Not a traditional film, but rather an 89-minute event, a celebration for Swifties to just soak it all up. Packed with music, the video, the behind-the-scenes footage, the chitty chat about what this song's about, what that song's about. It's tied to Taylor Swift's 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, which was released at midnight with Target's opening up at midnight for the release.
There's some songs on the album I felt like I was blushing almost. She's not
for kids. Careful. It might there's different versions you can buy.
Yeah, there's one that people really think is about Travis Kelce.
Probably.
I think it's called he must like lumberjacking or something because it's called Wood. And Life of a Showgirl is out and you can listen to it.
Mommy, it's not the song called I'm Open, I'm Open.
Mommy, what is that? What is that?
Guys over here, I'm open. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, I'm sure there's I will whole tray of Easter eggs to unpack for this one. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:22.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.